Happy to meet all the assembled free youths. I think some of you are old ones. I'm not sure how many new faces. And faces also keep changing. So whatever images we have of your face 5 years old, not 5 years ago, or 3 years ago, that face changes, and then we can't make the connection with your present face with the old face. This also happens. Anyway, luckily, we are not worried about the faces. Person behind the face is more important than the face. Our address, I must address you. This address is also not to your face. We are not addressing the faces. We are not addressing your hands or your feet. But person behind the face, hand, and the feet. Because the basic advice of the understanding is we are not this body. You heard about this? Do we exist? We are not the body. Then what is all that we have is the body? And we are not the body. Then who exists? Does anyone exist? Our Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, used to help us understand we have not this body. He used to ask simple questions. But someone in the audience used to ask, please get up. And the person came up. And raise your hand. Has raised his hand. And he used to ask question, someone here? Raise your hand. So the question is, okay, I'll take one hand, okay. You, your hand. The question is, are you the hand or it is your hand?
It's my hand.
It's your hand. You're not the hand. You're not Mr. Hand. Touch your head. Same question. Are you the head or it is your head?
It is my head.
This is my head. I'm not head. I'm not head. This is my head. And then, you have belly? Yes. No? I'm sure you have. So this is question that is, this is not, I'm not stomach. It belongs to me, and the legs also. I'm not the legs. Legs belong to me. Then Prabhupada used to say, okay, you are not the hands, let's cut off your hands. You are not the legs, let's chop off the legs and separate them. So you are not here, no hand, no stomach, no legs. So we throw the head and legs and scattered all over, then where are you? So normally, we think, what's your ID? You have ID? Really, this is mine. I look like this. It's my photograph. Or look into the mirror. That's me. That is myself. But we just said, I'm not the face. I'm not a hand. But we still put together, that's me. Let's put all the pieces together. That's me. So this is little analytical way of understanding that we are not this body, we are different from the body. We are the owners of the body, but not the body. The body belongs to me, hand belongs to me, I am not the hand. It is my property, head is my property, whole body is my property. So two things, proprietor and the property. So body is a property, then who is the proprietor? Is the hand proprietor of the hand? Proprietor is different from the hand. Proprietor of the head is different from head. So that proprietor we are. Proprietor exists. Property sometimes changes. We had a small property, 10 kg property. When we took birth, we small property. It grew up 10 years old in 40 kg property, and then we became 20 years old, 80 kg property, sometimes. The same owner. Owner does not change. Owner does not change. Whether he has a small property, small body, youth body, old body. Mother always addresses my son. The son is just a baby, it's a son. It's a man, he's a son. Old man, he's still son. So something in the body does not change. The body changes. And of course the big change takes place when body dies. So body died. Dead body. So the question is, what is the difference between a living body and a dead body? What is the difference? Proprietor has left the property behind and is gone. He has abandoned this property and is no more in there, inside. Bye. Yes. And he has gone in search of another property. And he gets another body, then he remains proprietor of that new body for some time. And then he dies, and the body dies. Because body is always dead. It appears to be living because of the living force, presence of the living force in the body. As a result, body seems to be living body. Otherwise, body is always dead body. Because it is made up of a matter, which is dead matter. If I wear gloves, well, maybe when it gets more cold, I wear sometimes gloves, and then imagine it as gloves, and gloves, the fingers of that glove also move. Why and how? There's someone inside those fingers in the glove is moving. These fingers are moving that glove. So it seems to be making some movement. And movement is considered sign of life. Or growth is considered sign of life. Sometimes the baby is born dead. Does that dead baby, does it grow? No, because the living force, the proprietor has already left. So that proprietor, that living force is what we all are. And in the language of Bhagavad Gita or Dharma, it is called Atma. So this is our ID. We are Atma, or we are spirit, soul, within the body. But we are not body. We are in the body, within the body, proprietor of the body. And how they manage. Many years ago, maybe 20 years ago, they came up with a photograph of a soul. Photographers, big research team. They had heard a lecture from Hare Krishna devotee. Or maybe they read Bhagavad Gita as it is. So at the time of death, what happens? Soul leaves the body. Soul steps out. So living body, dead body, what is the difference? What is the difference between living body and dead body? Okay, anyone else wants to say in his own words, what is the difference between living body and dead body?
Force that making that that particular body living has left the body.
Good. And in some other words?
That body is inert. Inert.
That body, hence the body is inert. And people may not be philosophically very sound or knowledgeable even about existence of souls, but they all, or many of them, when someone dies, they begin crying. And what do they say? Chalaya. So who has left? We always thought, it's my brother, my whatever, neighbor, my friend. That one is right there in front of you. Maybe in your lap or maybe in the bed next to you. But you are crying or you are declaring that he has left. So even the most illiterate or ignorant ladies also, they make a big philosophical statement. He has left. He has left. And what to do with the body now is useless. Burn the body. Different religious traditions handle the dead bodies differently. Burying the body or burning the body. Some tradition they put it out in open so that vultures could come, birds could come and eat, have a feast. So the body turns into ashes or worms or stool. Three destinations of this beautiful body that we have. This is what happens. Ultimately turns into these three very nasty products. Please understand who you are and take care of yourself. Understand yourself. Understand yourself and take care of yourself. Work for yourself. Work for your real self. For satisfaction of someone deep within you. Look after yourself. Take good care of yourself. If you want to be really happy if you want to be. So what we are talking, this is very basic, foundational knowledge. Happy, happy we shall be when we learn our A, B, C. This is A, B, C. What we are talking is just an A, B, C of religion or these teachings of Gita and Bhagavad, very foundational. So we'll be happy if we learn these basic things that we are spirit, soul, and not ignore. Whole world is ignorant, there's lots of ignorance around. Why? The world is, because the world is ignoring the soul, the self, totally ignoring, neglecting. And after studying, doing the whole study of the cosmos, you know, cosmology, or whatever. So many branches of knowledge, faculties these days. Our time there is the beauty. Oh yeah, I'm graduate, I'm BA, I'm BSc, I'm LLB, I'm MBBS, like that. Maybe half dozen degrees. But now there are so many fancy names. And even if some more, many more are added, still, the world remains ignorant, we remain ignorant of who we are. We try to find out with the telescope, things that distant objects we could see with Durdarshak and the telescope. Something that you cannot see with your naked eyes, and you take a slide and then a drop or whatever solution, and a microscope, and then you see some little creatures moving. Then you study, and but still you don't know who you are. Oh, do you know this and that? I was a boatman and a scholar. Sometimes you do that drama. Hey, boatman! Big scholar addressing. Hey, boatman, do you know what? Cosmology. Okay. Yeah. Oh, what is that? Cosmology. I never heard. Where does it grow? Yes. Do they sell in the market, cosmology? I don't know. And this scholars, your 25% of your life is you're wasted. You don't know cosmology, oh? Then he says, oh no, all I know is Hare Krishna. And something more, a little practical. And do you know what? The computer science? Oh, I don't know. I never learned. You're 50% of your life. But you still continue to. Then, do you know biology? Do you know botany? Do you know? No, I don't know. 75% of your life. And so there was a storm. The boat was rocking, and more storm, and more rocking. And now it was turn of the boatman. Hey, scholar, do you know swimming? Oh, I never learned swimming. So you said my life was 75% wasted. You're going to lose your 100% of your life. And that is what happened. So there was a bigger storm. The boat, topsy-turvy turned, and the scholar drowned, and the boatman swam across while chanting Hare Krishna. He swam, he reached the shore, the banks of the river. The boatman went to Ganga Sagar. this world is also like an ocean, Bhavasagar they call it, Bhavasagar. And you should learn swimming, you should learn how to get across this ocean, not get drowned again and again and again and again. Leaving the body, because the body is drowned, finished. Go for another body, become proprietor of new body, again losing that. Drowned, another one. And this is going on. Punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani jatare shayanam, iyasamsari khaludustare, kripaya pahi pari murari. This is as prayer. Shankaracharya prays like this. My Lord, taken birth, and I had died, I had drowned so many, many, many. Please protect me. Please get me out of here. Please get me out. So this we should find out who we are. We are spirit souls. This is prime function, prescribed duty for all the human beings. And this cannot be done in any other species of life. There are 8,400,000 varieties, 84 lakhs varieties of bodies. So in no other species. Gita and Bhagavat and Hare Krishna and temples and the holy places and pilgrimages, these are only and solely for the human beings. Because see, there's no one else that has been invited, huh? A few mosquitoes have come in. Uninvited. So, this life is for enlightenment, not for enjoyment. But enlightenment brings so much real, genuine enjoyment. It's not a dry life. When I arrived, you stood up and you were all jumping, chanting, dancing, enjoying. Sometimes in our youth festivals, they take this topic, they divide the group into two. There's a debate. Is this life meant for enlightenment or the enjoyment? And this is one of the many times. Any questions or comments so far?
Anybody wants to ask any question?
How do we find out who we are?
How do we find out who we are? You inquire? You make inquiry. Whenever you don't know, what do? You approach someone who knows about it. There are inquiry counters everywhere. So the temples are place to make inquiries. Our devotees are Krishna. Tadvidhi Parivadhina, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, 4th chapter, text number 34. Tadvidhi Parivadhina, Pariprashnena, Sevaya. We approach Upadekshantide Jnanam, Jnaninas Tattva Darshanaha. One who has realized or understood tattva, the science of soul, you approach him and pariprashna, you inquire from him. He can share his realization or his experience with you. Read Bhagavad Gita. You can find out. Like that you can find out.
I'm in the process, you can say.
Uh-huh.
I'm in the process, like making effort.
Follow the process.
Yes. Even after theoretically knowing that we are the soul, why it is that we most of the time we always act on bodily platform. We do not realize that we should act on spiritual platform.
So at least sometimes you realize. Maybe not all the time, but at least sometime you accept, you understand, or you realize that you are the soul. Yes? Sometimes? You said?
Not even sometimes.
While we are talking, at least while we are talking, then you may forget. That's a good beginning. Even while talking, with some some touches your soul, or you feel something within, or you accept it, makes sense. Well, that makes sense. This gentleman or young man raising hand, and I'm not the hand, it's my hand. That example, does that make sense? This body, I'm a proprietor of the body. No, I'm not the body, I'm proprietor of the body. Is that logical? Do you accept that? So that could be a beginning. Next time you realize or think more about this, and then it settles, it sinks. Tesham pramatta vidharam pashyanapi na pashyati. The Shastras or Bhagavatam says, because of our attachment, you're so much attached to this body, so much brainwashing has been done. Everyone has told us, you are this body, you are this body, you are this body, you are this body. Take care of this body. Take the photograph of the body. In America and Canada, once I was in America side, and the border was not far from, because someone in America said, Maharaj, that is America, that is Canada, that is Canada. Very thin border, is hardly, you can make no difference. What's the difference between Canada and America? Is it? But we are taught, in our schools, no, you are not Canadian, you are American. You understand, you are American, not Canadian. And then across the border in Canada, you are Canadian boy. You understand, you are not American. So this kind of brainwashing, you are this. And we look at the mirror and we love ourselves so much, we like so much. And we try to solidify that illusion by trying to look better and hold makeup or what kind of shirt. There's so many kinds of shirt. It has to be some from Peter. Then you wear for that on and you look at the mirror. So like that you kind of solidify your illusion, your ignorance. And everyone else is doing that also. And then you come to Hare Krishna temple. Every other person told you, you are the body, you are this body, you are this body, you are this body. And then one fine, not morning, but evening, someone tells you, oh, you are not this body. What? What do you mean I'm not this body? Comes as a big surprise. We never ever hear this. And then you open Bhagavad Gita, are we here? In satsang, some very basic foundational information. So here, life after life after life after life after we always thought we were this body. So this is called conditioning. We are conditioned to think. We are put into boxes. And we must think like that. But you know you are changing. So for some years you think I'm baby, but soon you are a young man, I'm young man, and then you are lying in the bed and old. And you are changing. Your body is changing. So something that I am, you are, we think, but soon, after a few years, no, I'm not this. So the body is changing. But something within you does not change. Yeah, is that? Some years ago we were printing one article, how I, myself, Loknath Swami, how I came to Krishna consciousness, we were and were looking for some photographs, my photographs when I was a child and young man and college student. And so they gathered some photographs and they presented. There's one group photo, my friends, while I was studying. And they gave me the photograph and said, "You are in this group." And I spent a lot of time. And I could not figure it out which one of this is my, is it me exactly. And after quite some time, I admit, yeah, that's me, that's me. So we will forget. My own ID I forget. How I looked like 40 years ago. I was a college student 40 years ago in 1971. So there's a photograph, but I could not connect myself. Because so much change has taken place in the body. I was looking at myself and looking at the photograph. That's not me. It's not me. So like this, if we think, everything is making sense. Because we never think. That is routine. So this is like a stepping out of that routine or that circle. Coming here is stepping outside and stop and think before you proceed. And in association of, and that's the process, in association of those who well know this science, realize science to different degrees, spend time with them and you realize it for yourself. It is to be realized by you ultimately. Others could share their realization and knowledge with you, but then you have to grab it, take it, and realize it yourself. Yes?
Yes.
Prabhuji has said that body changes, but body doesn't change. But when a body is a baby, then he thinks differently, and when body grows, then he thinks differently as a young man. And there is a difference between thinking of a baby and a young man and an old man. Why?
The body is one kind of creation of the Creator. And our parents are not exactly the creators, although they become some kind of cause or instrument. But there's a creator. Brahma is one such person. So that creator not only creates the physical body, but you also, within this physical body, made up of matter, earth, water, fire, air, ether, these are the panch mahabhutas, five great elements. Within that body, there's another body called subtle body, sukshma sharir, made up of mind, intelligence, and false ego. And within that is your self, atma. So atma is, soul is covered by subtle body, and another covering of the gross body. So two kinds of. So the creator is not only creating and making your body grow through the agency of the nature, you call it nature. But behind the nature is a person, God or Brahma, isn't. But he is also working on the subtle body. So Bala Vasta Krida Sakta. Generally, all the children must play. So this mentality in the mind of a child of wanting to play is also creation. His mind is created like that. Bala avastha pida sakta, yuva avastha taruni rakta. As soon as you are a young man, you are looking for a young woman. This is also creation. And vriddha avastha chinta magna. And most of the old people are full of anxiety. Children, they never worry, they are just happy, they are playing. And these young men all over the world are, and the old folks. So as a result, as body grows, and other subtle things also, well, of the boyhood and then youthhood, the transition, different hormones, or I don't know technically, different things also, they grow, and as a result you think differently. So you are made to think like that. That's part of the creation. Of fear of death, Bhagavatam says, the fear of death, this is a creation of Brahma. One, the sense of false proprietorship. We all have this false sense of this is me, or this belongs to me. This proprietorship, sense of propriety, this is a creation. This is also creation. The self-deception, that we are cheating ourselves by keeping ourselves in ignorance. This is also another creation of Brahma. So like that, so not only you are given a body, but you are also given mind and intelligence, that kind of intelligence and false ego. And prakrate kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvashaha ahamkara vimudhatma karta aham iti manyate. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that karta aham, I am the doer. Everyone thinks, I am the doer, I did it. But he does not know, Krishna says, that someone else is getting that thing done through him. If someone else is at the door, although because of illusion, that person thinks, I am the door. Like when the puppets show, puppets are dancing. The puppets are not dancing on their own accord. There's a puppeteer, puppet master behind, and there are strings attached to his finger and to the hand of the puppet and the head of the puppet, the legs of the puppet. So you don't see, you only see the show of the puppets. But one who is intelligent or elderly, mature, he knows behind this there's a puppeteer. So behind our whatever dance or whatever we do, we are controlled again by different modes. Goodness, someone is controlled by a mode of goodness, someone is controlled by a mode of passion, someone is controlled by a mode of ignorance, and then you mix this color, and from three basic colors you get more colors, right? You mix this with that, another color you get. So there are three modes of material nature, and by mixing so many permutations and combinations, and becomes wide variety. Also, what we do, like in the same family, there are five brothers, three brothers, same family, same parents, same, so many things, similar. But each child acts differently, even in the same kind of same age group, because their past is different. Previous life and the previous life and the previous life. And impressions of those previous lives they lie in our mind. Mind is a storage. And those things prompt you to do this, to do that. And then there's higher authorities. In conjunction with higher authorities, they know who you are, what your past is, what is your future. So things unfold in due course of time. No, no. I don't think that's that much difference. Maybe. So like that. Does that answer your question?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. Or? Yeah.
Why were we separated from Krishna and sent to this material world? What wrong did we do?
Yeah, why did, how did we get here? What did we do? What was our fault? What is wrong? As a result, we ended up. Well, this question is not very easy to understand. But quickly we could say that the Lord is described as abhigya and swarat. Abhigya means swarat. Means God is independent. And we being parts and parcels of God, we also have this independent nature of being independent. And then sometimes, it's very rare, sometimes that part and parcel of God, Krishna, that living entity, does the abuse, misuse of that independence and turns away from God, and then as a result ends up here in this material existence. Having said that, more important is not how we got here, but more important is how to get out of here. If we sometimes, which is rare, if we fell in a deep, dark well, what is more important to understand? What time did I fail down? What is the cause? Who pushed me here? Are these questions more important, or how could I get out of here? How could I get out of here? What would you say? Second, how to... So the first one, how I got here, could be debated, and then you're losing more time. So work on how to go back to Krishna, how to join Him again and be with Him again. And that is possible in this human form of life. But that's not all. In a human form of life, and then also you need inquiry. How do I find, how do I know I'm a spirit soul? Jigyasa, artho artharthi jigyasu, jnani cha vadarshan. Four kinds of people come to the Lord. Lord says in Bhagavad Gita. Artho, someone in distress, they come. Artharthi, someone in need of money, turns to God. Or jnani, maybe there's some, he has some knowledge from previous life and cultivation of knowledge he has cultivated. Or in jigyasu, he's inquisitive. And then you come in contact. So the second requirement, one is human birth, second is wanting to know, curious, anxious to know, or anxious to get out of this world, a cycle of birth and death. And third thing is, coming in contact with the right people at the right time, those who know the science of this, science of soul, science of God, science of self-realization. Then it is complete. You have human birth, you have desire to know, and you know who knows, and you take that step, make that connection with those who know. And then you're on the path, and you make progress.
How do you know that person is a bona fide person, correct person? Because there are so many people who publicize that.
Yeah, well, qualities, qualification or character, characteristics of such persons are described by the Lord. At least you should trust the Lord. They are in Bhagavad Gita, they are authoritative statements. So, before you go for buying the gold, you should know this difference between gold and this other metal that looks like gold. Copper. Brass. Okay, brass. The brass and gold. Yellow. Yellowish. Yeah. Just because the copper looks brass.
Brass.
Yeah. Looks like gold. Doesn't mean it is gold. You need to know. If you don't want to be cheated, then you should know. What is gold? Difference between this and that. Otherwise, you find out. Yeah? We also wanted to show this, huh? Or there's no time?
No, it's not, because some youths have come.
Also had to go to Delhi. Okay. So we stop here? Looks like.
I have a question.
You also have a question. Should we take these questions?
One last.
Last question.
I don't mean to disarm, but like, you know, why Hare Krishna mantra? Why not some other mantra? And does it have any relation, like, about does chanting Hare Krishna mantra has any relation about finding who we are?
Hare Krishna means Radhe Krishna, Radha Krishna. If you study your shastras, you'll find comprehensive knowledge of who is who, and then you come to conclusion that Radha Krishna are a source of all everything that exists, including many incarnations, avatars. Krishna is a source. Aham sarvasya prabhavaha mattaha sarvam pravartate. Only Krishna could make such claims. And this has been accepted by so many authorities. Of course, not only Krishna says, but that's enough, of course, that Krishna says. That what he speaks is nothing but the truth. Sarvam eva dhritam manne yanmam vadasi keshava. While that dialogue was on, Arjuna-Krishna dialogue, Arjuna said, all that you are speaking, my Lord, is truth. And I accept that as it is. Param Brahma Param Dhamma Pavitram Param Bhavan. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that's Radha Krishna. So Hare Krishna means Radha Krishna. So when you say Radha Krishna, you have, when you water the root of the tree, then the trunk of the tree, the branches, secondary branches, the leaves, the fruits, the flower, everything is nourished. So Krishna is like that root or source. So we go to the source and we water, we serve, we cultivate. Then and by chanting Hare Krishna, you will realize the chanter is the soul. Your lips, your mouth doesn't chant. Goal is not to send your mouth back to Vaikunth. It will never go, never get there. So the chanter, who is the speaker? Today's speaker is, what company is this? Boss?
Ahuja.
Ahuja. So why does it doesn't say? Today's speaker is Ahuja. Ahuja is speaking. Unless someone in the microphone speaks, the speaker doesn't speak. So the point is, mouth is a speaker, this is a box speaker mouth. But behind this speaker is a person, and that's a soul. So when you chant Hare Krishna, the chanter is a soul. One who chants is a soul, and Hare Krishna is Krishna or God. And when you chant with devotion, that is bhakti. In other words, the soul is bhakta and Hare Krishna is Bhagavan, and the process is bhakti, devotion, bhaktiya. So this is a realization. The chanting Hare Krishna, chanter realizes, I am soul, I am part and parcel of Krishna, servant of Krishna. That is also the mood that is cultivated by the chanting. Okay, so I will stop here.